Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan is in the middle of its worst outbreak of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E, in more than a decade. That declaration from Michigan's chief medical executive, Dr. Joanne Caldoun, she announced there have been 7 confirmed human cases of Triple E and 3 deaths, mainly in southwest Michigan. One of the deaths, 64-year-old Greg McChesney of Kalamazoo County. His brother Mark told Wood TV that Greg's death in August was shockingly sudden.
He was perfectly healthy, happy human being. And within a matter of 9 days, he went from perfectly healthy to brain dead. I mean, right off the bat, we were like, how could this happen? What did happen? Mm-hmm. And we just didn't know. And the doctors were just doing everything they could to try to say it was this or that, and they just couldn't figure it out.
The other 2 deaths occurred in Van Buren and Cass counties. Jim Rutherford is the Kalamazoo County Health Officer. Jim, we're being told that Eastern Equine Encephalitis is one of the most dangerous viruses on the planet. Why is that?
Well, it's just it's transmitted through mosquitoes, which are readily prevalent all across the world. In our neck of the woods in southwest Michigan, we've got 7 confirmed cases within the state, 3 of which within Kalamazoo County. So it's very concerning for us. The real concern with the virus is that if you contract it and it turns into Eastern Equine Encephalitis, the fatality rate is quite high, which it's about 33%. And as concerning, those that do survive oftentimes have lingering neurological conditions that can last for the rest of their lives.
And how are these mosquitoes getting infected, the ones that are carrying it? What's the source?
They get it from the reservoir. The source that they're getting it from is from birds.
Okay.
And birds don't typically die from Eastern Equine Encephalitis. So historically, we've been able to use birds as sentinel. So when we get dead birds for West Niles, we know that we're going to have a pretty significant summer, or late summer, early fall. For West Niles, it's just not the case with this type of Eastern Equine Encephalitis. So we don't really have that sentinel factor, and unfortunately, we start seeing it in human beings first.
And according to the Centers for Disease Control, Michigan reported 7 cases between 2009 and 2018. And as you say, here we have 7 so far this year in southwest Michigan.
Which is concerning, right?
Yeah.
And to go a decade without a lot of activity, and all of a sudden we get hit with a significant amount of human cases, it certainly is concerning.
What's the best guess as to why this is happening?
Well, I think that there's a lot of variables that are taken into consideration. A lot of it is the weather, the amount of surface water. Obviously, mosquitoes breed and they do a lot of their activity on water. So when that's prevalent, you're going to get higher numbers. Beyond that, I really can't tell you. I'm not an entomologist.
Sure, sure. Now, the state has advised people consider postponing or canceling outdoor activities until the first hard frost. What are you telling people in Kalamazoo County?
Well, I kind of take a more of a realistic approach because we know that it's difficult to expect people to. We can't quarantine people from doing what they do. This is obviously the prettiest time of the year in Michigan. People are going to hike. People are going to take advantage of going to sporting events. Really what I'm pushing and what I'm strongly recommending is this is a very preventable disease. Mosquito repellent is readily available at just about any store that you go into, and it's very effective. So we have a prevention tool that's easily accessible. We've worked with superintendents and schools within our respective community, just reminding them of the fact that it's preventable. If they want to be able to try it or they have the ability to reschedule, this type of mosquito is most active from dawn to dusk. If that's a possibility, if it's not, then certainly mosquito repellent is very effective.
What about steps that you'd like homeowners or businesses to take to just kind of reduce the prevalence of mosquitoes?
Well, homeowners in particular, if you've got standing water on your property, those are breeding grounds for mosquitoes. If you've got a playground equipment on a playground, if there's water that can be drained, then drain it. We've had schools actually, part of what their maintenance staff does now is kind of purvey the property to see if there's any standing water that needs to be removed. that's something that's easily done as well.
One of the things that struck us as we heard Mark McChesney just talking about his brother Greg's death is he's saying, you know, we didn't know. And doctors were trying to figure what it was, and they couldn't figure it out. So I guess symptoms, warning signs, what should people be aware of?
Well, symptoms are similar to flu-like symptoms in terms of respiratory illness. Headache, fatigue, dizziness are all signs of that. But oftentimes, and particularly as we approach, you know, seasonal influenza, some of those symptoms are going to be prevalent as a result of other types of infections. So, you know, we work with our local physicians to try to educate them, to try to use that as a potential consideration for diagnostic work when they're pulling samples for laboratory analysis. You know, have you taken that encephalitis into consideration? So I think locally we've done a good job, and we've been messaging this for several months now because we started having cases. I think early onset was in July of this year. So, you know, we've been fairly active, and we continue to educate our community, and hopefully we've done a good job of that.
Jim Rutherford, Kalamazoo County Health Officer. Thanks so much, Jim.
Yeah, have a great day.